Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. In all the hustle bustle of Q4 of 2016, it's easy to forget that a new Q1 is already on the horizon.
Of what year?
Look, Lee, look. It's coming.
Yes, I see it.
What does it say? What does it say?
It's got a bunch of reindeer.
And what else?
And it, I don't know.
It's a big number. It's prime.
2017.
It's, there it is. It's on the horizon. And with us now to share how she's getting ready to make the transition from this year to next year, which is 2017, is Linda Bryant. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Bryant Apple. Linda, have you switched from listing Christmas merchandise to 2017 merchandise yet?
Well, first of all, hi, Griff. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
No, but that's where my mindset is right now. Just thinking about it because Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day are going to come up really fast. And so as I'm going through my unlisted inventory, I'm keeping that in mind. And also, I looked and I found that people buy kind of winter-related items, that they're hunkering down for the season. And so I am getting out my wool scarves and gloves and all that kind of thing. So I'm thinking about 2017 right now as I'm going through all my things and getting them ready to list.
So where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yeah, what state?
Oh, Massachusetts.
Okay, so it's cold.
Yeah, I know California people don't understand that.
Well, we do mountains here. We do go up to the mountains sometimes, you know.
So Griff knows Massachusetts.
So do you have a Christmas clearance plan, or does Christmas sell all year for you?
It does sell all year. Certain things. But I am starting to look into my clearance. Starting next week, I'm going to go through the items that are particularly Christmas-themed that I just want to move along a little bit. And I'm going to do a sale of, let's say, 10%. And then after Christmas, the stuff I really just want to get rid of, because I've had it since last year, I'm going to do a big Christmas clearance category in my store. And I'm going to have 25% off.
Wow.
And just see if I can, well, you know, space is an issue here. So I need to think about moving along things that have been sitting there since last Christmas.
So you're not just talking about Christmas items. You're talking about any items you've had for a year.
Well, yes. I definitely am thinking about that. I'm thinking in terms of I sell a lot of neckties. For example, I'm going to start lotting up a lot of those ties that as individuals have not sold. I'm going to start putting those in lots just to move them along.
Oh.
And I think that's where my 2016 winding down to 2017 mindset is at.
How long have you been selling on eBay?
It's been about 15 years.
Do you do this every year, or is this something you just started doing?
I'm doing it more this year because I retired from my full-time job in July.
Congrats.
So, yay. Hello. And everyone who knows me is listening to that. They're going to say, what? She's telling everybody that again. But I've focused more on my eBay now because I can. So I have to, I'm thinking it more in terms of like a business, as opposed to a little side thing I was doing. So I have to think in terms of how to transition from one season to the next in order to keep things flowing.
Griff, you don't have to worry about that, do you? Because you sell shirts.
Yeah, I don't really sell. I mean, they're seasonal in that most of my short sleeve shirts do better in the summer, but that's not always the case. I mean, I sell them all year round, but yeah, I don't sell really specific seasonal merchandise.
So what do you usually do for sales in, how well do you do for sales in January usually, Linda?
Well, as a matter of fact, I looked that up, just recently because I wanted to see what might sell this January, and January has been, is equal to December. Sales are really good in January. I don't see a slowdown till a little bit in February and March, but January, I see people buying all kinds of jewelry for some reason. I've sold lots of brooches and pins and necklaces and whatnot. And, of course, Christmas craft kits, the cross-stitch and the needlepoint, people still have Christmas on their mind. So they're thinking, oh, I might buy this. It's going to take me months to make it, so I need to buy it now. And I think people also in January start thinking again, cold weather, if you have any serving dishes or, you know, if you're selling a slow cooker, now's the time people will be thinking about buying that stuff.
So I know that this doesn't so much pertain to you because you retired in July, so you're making eBay more of a business than it ever was. You said before you thought of it as a sideline. Now you're thinking of it as a business. Do you, have you made goals for the first quarter of 2017?
Not actual monetary goals. I do have listing goals, and I have goals of actually clearing out some old eBay stock that I still have. I've been doing purging, and I think those of us who do a lot of sourcing at thrift stores have made the mistake of buying things and finding out they're really not worth listing. So in order to list only the best of the best, I'm still going through that purging stage and looking at each listing and each item. Do I want to take the time to list this? And, you know, my time is more valuable than listing this thing that may be worth $5.
Yeah.
So that's where...
So is something wrong with the lighting in Savers and all these other places that sometimes we bring home things? It's happened to me. And we get it home and we look at it carefully and we decide there's something wrong with it and we're not going to put it up there.
Yeah, for me it's usually I missed a flaw in the inspection, you know, when I take it off the rack. And in fact, I just sold a beautiful shirt this week. That unfortunately the guy who got it has to return it because it's ripped on the side. And I believe him 100%. I just think, wow, I missed
that. How did I miss that?
I gotta be more careful.
Remember my little pirate. I missed the little tip of his sword being off.
You really do have to. So yeah, I'm usually pretty good, but obviously that one got.
I always find that, I get all the way through taking the pictures and then I see the picture on the monitor and I go, oh no.
That's
always so much fun.
Yeah,
that happens a lot, especially with silk scarves, the vintage ones. You can't see the mistakes until you get the pictures and there's this water stain on it and like, my.
So I guess you could take a picture with your smartphone and then open it up to where it's bigger while you're standing in the store.
You could.
But you still might miss something. We all have.
Yeah. I don't spend that much on any one item that it's, and I do wait till the senior day where I get 30% off at Savers. So that I'm looking at it in terms of if some reason this doesn't sell, how much am I out? So the fact that I don't get to list it isn't, you know, a dreadful thing. So I try to not buy things. I did see, for example, this is a good thing at Savers I saw today. I looked at this beautiful silk scarf, and where did they put the price tag? They had that plastic thing right smack dab in the middle of it. Six holes in that scarf now.
Oh, no. Why do they do that?
I don't know. Every other scarf there had it where it belonged in the corner or whatever, but somebody knew, must have been there, and damn, six, not one, not two, six holes in that scarf.
Yeah, sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
So what changes have you made to your store? Have you for the fourth quarter that can carry over to 2017 and beyond?
Well, one of the things I did is great gift ideas. I'm going to tweak that a little bit, and I'm going to have categories that say gifts for her, gifts for him. And that will be really good when it comes to Valentine's Day. I can promote that category on Twitter or Pinterest or whatever, and all the items that I think somebody might buy for their loved one would be there. And the same would happen for Mother's Day. And then I could do it again for Father's Day. Everything will have that as a second category.
So I'm assuming we kind of had a bad phone problem there, but I'm assuming what you said was that you're going to put new categories in your store for him, for her. Gifts for him, gifts for her.
Right, exactly.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good problem.
Yeah, and I think that makes it easier to tweet that. I can tweet the whole category then. And tweeting has been very good to me, so I love doing that.
Hey, listen, we love having you on, Linda. Please come back and be a guest again. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Bryant Apple.
Thanks so much. That was great talking to you, Linda. This segment was sponsored by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. Up next, selling collectibles. Be patient when we return with more of eBay Radio.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk stock the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case. Bulk.com.
An eBay Radio holiday factoid.
Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Jingle Bells was first written for Thanksgiving and then became one of the most popular Christmas songs. And if you received all the gifts in the song The 12 Days of Christmas, you would receive 364 gifts. That's a lot of wrapping. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.